Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and I'm here in the Dominican Republic at the Caribbean Developers Conference. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
It's Caribbean.
I'm here with Andres Pineda and we're talking about open source and what a great thing that open source is for the community.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you feel that you got your start in open source or did open source find you as you were a developer?
The second one, the later. So it all started when I started working in the community when there was not even open source. Oh, the open source was something different than what we see right now. Back in 2004, learning C#, .NET, Visual Basic, by then there was not such thing as a GitHub and repositories and communities. In 2010, I see the first community. I started participating in a Python community. Mm-hmm. So then we said, a group of .NET developers, why we don't have something like this, like people presenting something that they're learning or something they know about or something like that. And then we created the first C# user group here. It was Claudio from Exif and I. We created the C# user group, and then we later created the Xamarin user group because we are Xamarin mobile developers. And that's how open source and the community found me, because we were working in the community, we were working with these great libraries from these great developers, and then we said, oh, we want to help the developers that are behind those libraries succeed, and those libraries to keep alive.
And were there a lot of communities and open source communities already in the DR? Like, is it Python primarily? And now, are there more even now?
Yeah, exactly. Python was the first one. Then Ruby came out, JavaScript. We created the .NET, as I just mentioned, and the Xamarin, two different user groups. And many came after the first one impact from Python.
Now, when I start user groups or I work with user groups, sometimes it's hard to seed the group. You have the same person talking. When you started out, did you just have you talk, or how do you have the people from the audience come up and be the speaker?
It is a challenge, as you just mentioned. It's usually you see the same faces doing the talks because it's a challenge for people to get inside. That's the feeling of I'm scared of talking. I'm scared of people don't like what I'm saying. But we promote and in our presentations, we usually spend some time telling the people and even coaching. If they really needed someone to help them prepare the presentation, even do a co-presentation, like I'm gonna present with you and help you with anything you don't understand, any questions. That was promoting more people to get involved in the community. But we know community is not things of two people, three. Everybody needs to participate.
Yeah. I think that whether it's a user group or whether it's open source, I feel like there's two main things that have to happen for them to be successful. First, it's getting over the fear of getting started. Then once you've done something one time, then it's getting over the fear of continuing. Yeah. So first step is get somebody on stage sharing their experience.
Yeah.
Then you give them support and love, and you make them come back again and again, and then they feel like they're a member of a community.
Exactly, because the same happened in open source, as you just mentioned, is that there's this library that you use and you want to help, but you don't know how to start. Good for us, there are many people in the communities, in the open source solutions, the open source projects, that they're willing to help. Happened to me recently, my first pull request in one of the libraries that I use, there was this great person that he took the time to get me through the getting things ready in my computer, making it run, go through the process of setting up. So things like that, you will find in many other open source solutions.
Now I've read and I've written a few articles on whether or not fluent, perfect English is necessary for someone to be a programmer. And I know that when people are programming in other languages, whether it be Polish or Czechoslovakia or in Spanish, they might have a variable be in Spanish or they might have a comment be in Spanish. But how much of a barrier is it if someone speaks Spanish better than they speak English and they want to get into open source, they might feel like, oh, this is an English-speaking person's world. How do we get everyone involved, even if they're, like, my Spanish is not good? You know, if someone's English isn't perfect, we want them to feel welcome.
Yeah, definitely. It is definitely a challenge because we know we say the English is the language of the programming.
Unfortunately,
open source have been doing is closing the barriers between the languages. Because that would mean that I am from Dominican Republic. I speak we're very well Spanish, mm-hmm. as you can imagine. And if I'm part of the community, what I try to do is see those people that are willing to go to the community, but they don't have good English. So I can be the hub for them.
Yeah, the bridge.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, okay. And that's really important, being identified as being a positive bridge to other communities. If they wanted to get involved, they know they can come to you, and then you'll be a router, like you said, like a hub.
Yeah, that's something that I do, not only me, all the person in the community, because I don't live in Dominican Republic anymore, but I try to be active in the community, like helping with things that are happening outside of DR, and I know that it could benefit people in the community to succeed and to be better.
Yeah. And one of the things that's been really cool here at the Caribbean Developers Conference that I've been impressed with is that each of the speakers were given one of these coins. If you can zoom in on that coin, this is Pineda, this is Pinedex, this is the Pinedex character, and everyone got one of these coins who's a speaker, and we can give someone this coin and pay it forward. And if you get this coin, then you get a scholarship to next year's Code Camp STQ, which is in Santo Domingo.
Yeah.
And this is going to be like a scholarship coin. So if you're meeting someone, their story is interesting, their story is powerful, and maybe they just need a little bump.
Yep.
Then you say, boom, hey, I'll see you at the Code Camp next year.
Exactly. And that would mean that I give you a Pinedex.
A Pinedex. This is like a currency.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So the Pinedex is a different guy. It looks like you, but it's a different guy. We don't know this guy. He's very nice, though.
Yeah, he's really nice, and I like the hair. It's really good.
So if you're down here at the CDC, maybe you'll see people running around with their Pinedex, feeling very good about themselves because they've been a pay it forward.
Yeah, because what I hear is that Pinedex is very helps a lot in the community. That's what I hear.
It's a very useful thing. And I think that we are all just trying to make sure that everyone feels welcome.
Yeah.
Like, and whether it be the .NET community or Python or JavaScript or whatever.
Yeah, any other community. Because at the end, it doesn't matter the language that you use for programming. We are all developers. And there are many talks, like yours, for example, this morning in the Caribbean Software Developer Conference. You didn't mention anything related with that technology. It was about anything,
and it's about how technology can be used to solve real problems.
That's the way we should see technology.
Right. And solving local problems. My problem is local because it's a diabetes problem. It's local to me.
Local to you. Yeah.
Right. But you might want to solve a problem that's local to your community. So are you making a website for your church or for your kid's school or for your neighborhood or whatever? Solve that local problem.
Yeah. That's how every developer should start. You want to do something, start looking around your community. What's missing? I mean, we want to learn how to do a website. Why don't you do a website for the church, or why don't you do a website for the college? There's something. There's always something that the community is looking to do, and they don't have the resources. And we sometimes want to learn something, and we don't know how to start. So that's a good match.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Andres Pineda, for hanging out with me at the CDC. ¿Qué lo que, DR?